Chapter 2. One day the angels came again to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan the accuser came with them. "Where have you come from?" the Lord asked Satan. And Satan answered the Lord,
"I have been going back and forth across the earth, watching everything that's going on."
Then the Lord asked Satan, "Have you noticed my servant Job? He is the finest man in all the earth, a man of complete integrity. He fears God and will have nothing to do with evil. And he has maintained his integrity, even though you persuaded me to harm him without cause." Satan replied to the Lord,
"Skin for skin. He blesses you only because you bless him. A man will give up everything he has to save his life, but take away his health, and he will surely curse you to your face."
"All right, do with him as you please," the Lord said to Satan, "but spare his life." So Satan left the Lord's presence, and he struck Job with a terrible case of boils from head to foot. Then Job scraped his skin with a piece of broken pottery as he sat among the ashes. His wife said to him,
"Are you still trying to maintain your integrity? Curse God and die."
But Job replied,
"You talk like a godless woman. Should we accept only good things from the hand of God and never anything bad?"
So in all this, Job said nothing wrong. Three of Job's friends were Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite. When they heard of the tragedy he had suffered, they got together and traveled from their homes to comfort and console him. When they saw Job from a distance, they scarcely recognized him. Wailing loudly, they tore their robes and threw dust into the air over their heads to demonstrate their grief. Then they sat on the ground with him for 7 days and nights, and no one said a word, for they saw that his suffering was too great for words.